Let us pray. God of grace and steadfast love, we thank you for your commandments, which order our life together. We thank you for calling us to live honorably with one another, and we pray for your grace as we try to do all that you require of us. Increase in us, we pray, the capacity to love you and our neighbors without reserve, and to love even those who harm us, not half-heartedly, but with our whole hearts. We bring before you the cares, the concerns, and the joys that occupy us. We remember before you those who are at odds with one another, in families, in neighborhoods or offices, in the church, in our nation. We pray for all nations in the midst of internal and external struggles and conflicts. Teach us, O God, to seek nonviolent ways towards resolution and reconciliation. Help us to speak the truth and to listen with understanding when perspectives are far apart. We pray for love to bring peace into every troubled heart and into every troubled place. We remember before you those who have physical needs, people who are hungry and thirsty, people who are exhausted by the demands of work or caregiving, people who are sick or undergoing surgery, people who are living with chronic pain or disease. Bring relief and rest, we pray. We remember those weighed down with needs of the heart and of the soul and mind, with worries that keep us awake at night, with grief that accompanies us everywhere we go, depression that clouds us, or addiction that grips us. We pray especially for those who mourn Megan's tragic death that was a year ago, and especially for her family, Becky, Bud, and Patty Rafferty, and all of Megan's family who mourn her death. Lift all these heavy burdens with the light of peace and your presence, we pray. Sustain us over our long journey towards health, and give us trust in you, ourselves, and in those who love us. We remember before you not only our cares, but also our joys, birthdays being celebrated, anniversaries enjoyed, new beginnings and new school years, babies being born, new jobs and new relationships, and we thank you, O God, for the gift of laughter, for enduring friendships, and for cherished memories, even in these pandemic times. We give you thanks that with you there is always a new beginning. There is always a way where there seems to be no way. There is hope beyond hope, and even life beyond death. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.